Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Mountain City High School. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this first game for the Mountain City Panthers. It'll be Ava Barnes, a 5'9 a senior. Katie Kreider, a senior at 5'6. Maggie Osborne, a 5'9 freshman. Ava Luna, 5'8 and a sophomore. And Miranda Rieger, also a 5'8 sophomore. We're going to have to pause here for our national anthem. We'll take another 60-second timeout and come back after this one-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rieger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And you joined us for the final few bars of our national anthem here. A young lady with a wonderful clarinet solo. She played here last night also. I'm going to have to find out her name and give credit where credit's due. Sounded great. All right, we already talked about the Mountain City starters. Now let's look at the starters for the East Atchison Lady Wolves. Coach Casey Martin will go with Jersey Papa. Papa is a 5'7" senior. Grace Oswald, Oswald a junior at 5'4". Claire Martin is 5'4", and Claire is Coach Casey Martin's daughter. Claire is a senior. We want to clarify that. The program we had last night listed her as a freshman, and we were amazed at the job the freshman was doing out there, pouring in the points. Turns out she is a senior. Rainey Nordhusen, also in the starting lineup, a sophomore at 5'6", and Alex Barnett completes the starting lineup for the Wolves. She is 5'4", and a senior. This is the first of three games that we have for you tonight. Following this one, it'll be the Mountain City Boys taking on Bishop LeBlanc. That one's scheduled for a 6 o'clock tip-off. Then we'll be on hand for the nightcap tonight when the South Hole Boys face Mid-Buchanan. That one's scheduled for 9 o'clock. Now, it's been our experience the first three nights or the first two nights of this tournament that if the games do go to a running clock and finish early, they don't delay the start of the next game up. They'll go ahead and move to it with just a 10-minute break in there. So we give those start times being very tentative at 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock. It could go earlier than that, depending on how the other games flow ahead of them. This is our third night on hand here at Mound City. We'll be back Friday night and Saturday night with possible consolation and championship games, depending on the outcome of the contest here this evening. My name's Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Jake Spaulding is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios for this one. Cody Swong will be joining me shortly. Wouldn't be surprised if he isn't listening in on the drive down here right now. All right, ready to jump it up. Stepping into the center circle is Luna for Mound City. She'll go up against Oswald. Here's the tip. It'll be controlled by Mound City. They come into the forecourt with the basketball. It went right through the fingertips down on the baseline under the basket of Miranda Rieger out of bounds. There's a turnover, and it'll go back over to East Atchison. Inbound the ball. They get it into Grace Oswald. Oswald on the dribble between defenders across the timeline at the free throw circle. Bounce pass to the left elbow to Nordhusen. Oh, and the ball goes right between the legs of Claire Martin over on the far side, out of bounds, got away from him. Back-to-back turnovers here by each team, and Mountain City gets the basketball back. Here come the Panthers on the dribble into forecourt. Luna with the ball across court to the left side. The Barnes back up to Luna on the near right side. Luna feeds into the corner. In traffic, ball is going to be tipped away, knocked out of bounds. Touched last by East Atchison. It'll stay with Mound City. Miranda Rieger down there battling after that loose ball. They'll get set to inbound it under the basket. Toss it in, right side, shot off the glass, up and good. That was Maggie Osborne with the basket. Osborne with the first 2 points for the freshman from Mound City. Here's Oswald from the left wing with a three that's up for East Atchison. Doesn't go. The rebound kicked right back out to Oswald. She'll reset the offense. Man-to-man defense here now by the Lady Panthers of Mound City. Pass the ball to the right side. Alex Barnett almost lost a handle on it. Back up to Grace Oswald. She dribbles between the rings at the top of the circle. Oswald in the paint, driving lay-in. Shot is up. Off won't go, but a whistle and a foul. And we'll have Grace Oswald going to the line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Mound City's Ava Luna. And on Luna, that is her first personal team foul, number one of the period on Mound City. At the line, Grace Oswald shooting two shots. The first one is up, hit the back of the iron. She got the roll and it went for Oswald with the first point of the night for East Atchison. Just underway here, 7:02 to play. First quarter, 2-1 your score. Mound City on top. Oswald will try and tie it with her second free throw. The shot is on the way up. Nothing but nylon. She hit it. We're tied at 2 apiece. With the basketball for Mound City is Luna across the timeline to the left elbow. Now they lob it inside, moving his Rieger toward the bucket. Couldn't get there. Puts it out to the far corner. Shot is up and off. No good. Luna and Rieger down there battling after that loose basketball, but Oswald comes out with it. Grace Oswald to set the defense or the offense now at the top of the circle. Oswald being harassed by Barnes. Barnes putting a lot of pressure on her there defensively. Oswald gets her to the basketball. Now Oswald gets it back, puts up a three from the corner. Baseline right side, up and good. Grace Oswald hits the three. It's 5-2 now. East Atchison leading Mound City. This is Luna with the ball to the near side to Barnes. Barnes feeds inside traffic. And a whistle, a foul. I believe we're going to have I'll check that. They're just going to say traveling is the call. No foul is called. They're just going to call it traveling. Both coaches up here wondering what happened on that baseline as Oswald comes down court with the ball to the right side of the circle. Kicks it out onto the right elbow. Here's a long three that's up and off the glass. Does it go by Martin? And the rebound down to Luna. Into forecourt with a basketball is Osborne. She puts up a long three from the right wing that won't drop, and the rebound goes to Claire Martin. Claire Martin down court now on the dribble. The senior picks up her dribble, needs help. Oswald comes and gets the basketball from her. Now Oswald with the ball. That's Grace Oswald into Claire Martin. Jump shot up and off. No good. A struggle for the rebound on the baseline. Coming out with it is Nordhusen. Nordhusen throws it back up top again to Martin. Martin with a floater in the paint that won't go. Down is Luna with the rebound. Has the ball taken away from her. A shot is put up and won't fall. That's shot by Barnett. Now stolen back the other direction. Down court they come. Rieger underneath the basket in traffic. Kicks it out to the corner. A three from the left side off the rim. Doesn't go for Osborne. Try for a rebound and follow shot. Put back up. Off won't go. Whistle and a foul called on East Atchison. See who this one's going to be on. Foul is going to be called on Rainey Nordhusen. On Nordhusen, her first personal team foul, number one of the quarter. At the free throw line is Maggie Osborne. First free throw is up and off, no good. Maggie Osborne, 5'9 freshman, daughter of Coach Ryan Osborne. Luna comes out of the ballgame now. We'll see who checked in to replace her here in just a moment. Free throw is on the way up, and good. Got that one. Made one out of two. Osborne now with 3 points in the basketball game. Grace Oswald will bring the ball up court. Goes one-on-one against McDonald, who's in the lineup now for Mound City. Avery McDonald, a 5'7 junior. On the baseline is Martin on the left side. To the top of the key finds Oswald. East Atchison working against a man-to-man defense here for Mound City. The Lady Wolves up 5-3. Whistle and a foul out here at the top of the key. It's going to be an offensive foul. I think they're going to put that one on Jersey Papa. Papa is going to be called for her first personal. That's team foul number two on East Atchison. 4:47 to play first period. 5-3 your score. East Atchison on top. There's a jump shot from the left side. Nice move to the basket. shot is up and in. Dropping that one in from the corner was Katie Kreider. Kreider with her first 2 points of the ball game. Now pressure being applied by Mound City. They break the press into forecourt as Grace Oswald on the dribble. Oswald on the left side. Bounce pass comes over to Jersey Papa. Has the ball stolen away. Back the other direction. Here comes Mound City. All the way is Kreider. She lost the handle on it. Stolen away by Oswald. Now a two-on-one fast break. Oswald pulls up free throw line. Jump shot up and off. No good. Coming down with the rebound for Mound City is Osborne, but we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on East Atchison, most likely on Claire Martin. On Martin, that's her first personal, team foul number 3 already on East Atchison. Keep in mind, 5 common fouls, you're shooting 2 now per quarter. All tied at 5 apiece with 4:05 to go here in the first quarter. Barnes tried to put a pass into Rieger. Miranda Rieger had the ball tipped away and stolen. Back the other direction again comes Grace Oswald on the drive for East Atchison. Oswald works one-on-one against Barnes. Lost the handle on it. Gets rid of the ball to the corner left side. Now a timeout's going to be taken with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 5 apiece. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Mound City High School. 3:45 to play in the first period. We're all tied up at 5 apiece when the timeout was taken. Seth Tollefson joining us now as our producer engineer at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Cody Schwong will be joining me a little later here in the broadcast booth. Basketball is going to belong to the Wolves of East Atchison. Inbounding the pass will be Claire Martin. She'll play it in on the side in forecourt against man-to-man pressure. Inbounding the pass, they get it into Oswald near the midcourt line. Oswald, the cross-court pass to the far side, finds Barnett. Now the ball is stolen, and then a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Getting the steal there was Osborne. She just stepped in front of the intended recipient of that one and came up with the basketball. Down court, Osborne on the dribble. At the top of the key, flips it into the corner left side. That's Kreider. Back up top to Maggie Osborne, the freshman. In traffic, Osborne tries to force up a shot. A blocking foul on the baseline. I think they're going to say the foul came on the floor. There was no shot there. Foul's going to be on Rady Nordhusen. On Nordhusen, that's her second personal. Team foul number 4. Leaving the game now. Checking out will be Barnett. In replacing Barnett is Jersey Papa back on the floor. Papa into the lineup. Inbound the pass to Rieger into the corner right side. There's a three from the corner right side up and good by Ava Barnes. Barnes nails a three from the corner right side. It's 8-5. Mound City with a three-point lead. 3:12 to go here in the first quarter. East Atchison. Martin throws a pass across. A whistle and a slapping foul across the way. Wait till the official comes to the table. I think that one's going to go on Katie Kreider. On Kreider, that'll be her first personal. Team foul number 2 on Mound City. Keep in mind, East Atchison has 4 common fouls here, one more. And Mound City will be shooting 2 shots here in this quarter. We still have 3:06 to play in the first period. Oswald on the dribble with the ball. A little spin move between the rings. Kicks it into the corner to Martin right side. He got away from her. The ball goes out of bounds. Stole it. Down court quickly with the ball comes Miranda Rieger. Rieger feeds it to Osborne. Osborne at the free throw line. Can't get the shot to Kreider in the corner. Open look three. Left side over the top. No good. Rieger battles after the basketball. Jersey Papa comes up with it. Papa with the outlet pass to Grace Cottle, who's in the lineup now. Cottle hands off to Grace Oswald. Oswald, Grace to Grace here. Oswald at the top of the key. Bounce pass, right elbow. Martin in the corner for a long three that doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Mound City. That's Barnes with the ball. Feeds to Rieger under the basket. Martin is there to get the steal. Martin picks up her dribble. Needs help. Gets it off to Oswald. Grace Oswald dribbles around the defender. They've got a 3-on-2 fast break going. Couldn't get it to the hoop. Feed it to the left side to Grace Cottle. Back up top to Grace Oswald. Left side three from the corner. Deep left side doesn't go. Battle for the rebound. Players fall to the floor hard here. Foul is going to be called on East Atchison. This may again go on Martin. We'll see when they post it. Still waiting for him to put it up there. 2:08 to play here in the first period. 8-5 your score. That is Claire Martin's second personal. Martin was the leading scorer here last night. So with that fifth team foul, we'll be shooting two shots at the far end here. Kreider will be at the line. Katie Kreider to shoot two. The first one is up and good. Katie Kreider makes her first of two free throws. It's a change in the rules this year. If you haven't been listening, five fouls per quarter and you shoot two. There's no longer one and one. Second shot is up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back. Won't go down for Osborne, but she'll be fouled. And now Maggie Osborne's going to be at the line. That foul on Jersey Poppet. On Poppet, her second personal. Maggie Osborne has hit one out of two from the line so far tonight. 3 points in the ball game. This shot is up and good. Now made two out of three from the charity stripe. Back into the ballgame comes Rainey Nordhusen. Nordhusen replacing Claire Martin, who sets out with two personals. 10-5 your score. 5-point lead for Mound City. Maggie Osborne will try to add to that advantage with this one. Couldn't get it to fall. It's off the mark, but the rebound comes down to Mound City. Kalia Messer with the ball into the corner. Messer holds it a minute. Set shot left side, short off the front of the rim. Got her own rebound. Gives it to Osborne. Osborne driving, lay-in, lays it up. Got the basket, and it counts, and she will be fouled. Nice move to the bucket by Maggie Osborne to get it to fall off the glass and drop. And she drew the foul. She'll be stepping to the line for the and one. That foul is going to be on Zoe Madron, who just checked in, her first personal. Osborne, two out of three from the line so far tonight. Here shooting the and one. Shot is up and good. So Maggie Osborne now with 7 points in the ballgame. Back onto the floor now is Ava Luna. Luna in replacing Kalia Messer. Ball nearly stolen away from Oswald. She gets it back as it was loose on the floor for a moment. Now trying to set the offense. Goes to Jersey Poppet with the pass. Poppet to the top of the key. A cross-court pass to Grace Cottle. Cottle in traffic. Up to Grace Oswald for three. Shot is up off. No. A battle for the loose rebound. Luna comes out with it. Luna down court. Has Barnes ahead of her. Barnes feeds underneath the rigger. Shot is up and good. Nice assist there from Ava Barnes to get it to Miranda Rieger under the basket, who was waiting for the easy two. And just like that, it's a 10-point double-digit advantage for Mound City, 15-5, with a minute 11 seconds to play here in the first quarter. This is Grace Oswald on the move with the basketball, feeds it underneath, shot up off the left side and good by Zoe Madron. Give Oswald credit for the assist. Zoe Madron with the bucket. She's also going to be fouled. Madron will be at the line for the and one. So Madron with a chance for a three-point play here. That foul is going to be on Luna. That's her second personal, team foul number three. Free throw is up and good for Zoe Madron. That pulls East Atchison back again to within seven now at 15-8. It was a 10-point advantage a moment ago. Inbound the pass to Ava Barnes. Barnes gives it right back up and across the timeline. They come with the basketball to set things up. Barnes, lob pass inside to Rieger. Rieger can't get the shot to the top of the key. Osborne for three. Got it. Nice looking shot. Maggie Osborne, the freshman. Daughter of Coach Ryan Osborne. Four and a men. She's got 10 points already in the ballgame. 18-8 your score. Osborne reaches in, going to get the steal. Jump ball is going to be called. And the possession arrow stays with East Atchison. 39 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 18-8, a 10-point lead for the Mound City Lady Panthers. Jersey Poppet gets the inbound pass into the corner on the left side baseline. She feeds a pass back up near the midcourt circle all the way out to Grace Oswald. Oswald feeds the left corner. Zoe Madron with the ball. Oswald falls to the floor. Whistle. We're going to have a foul called on Mound City. It's going to be on Miranda Rieger. On Rieger, that's her first personal. Team foul number four on Mound City. East Atchison will inbound the pass on the sideline. Zoe Madron to throw it in forecourt. Tosses to Grace Oswald, who set it up. She's got 22 seconds left to put to work here in the first period. Into the corner, the pass is stolen away by Kreider. Katie Kreider with a nice steal down court with 14 seconds to go. Kreider pulls up for a long three that's off the rim and won't go. Battle is fought for. Basketball taken away by Barnes. Back to the top of the key. Osborne for three. Shot is up. She couldn't get it. Rebound brought down by Grace Cottle. Cottle works the dribble. There's the buzzer. And after one quarter of play, Mountain City 18, East Atchison 8. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farmin' City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. Got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call, come on in. Farmin' City Supply, we'll keep you cutting.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, after one quarter, the Mountain City Lady Panthers leading East Atchison 18-8, our score. When play is resumed to start this second period, the basketball will belong to the Lady Panthers of Mound City. Up next after this, boys basketball, Mound City Panthers taking on the LeBlanc Golden Eagles, and then our nightcap tonight at 9 o'clock, we'll have the Southold boys facing Mid-Buchanan. All right, Mound City ready to inbound the ball here. Inbound the pass, tosses it into Ava Barnes. Barnes to Kreider on the left side, down deep in the corner. Osborne back up top to Kreider in the paint. Kreider jump shot, little floater, up and good. Katie Kreider with her second field goal. She has 5 points now in the ball game, and it's 20-8. Biggest lead of the ball game for either team. Mound City up by 12. This is Grace Oswald feeding to the corner left side to Barnett. Ball tipped away. It's going to go out of bounds. Touch last, however, on the baseline by Miranda Rieger. It'll stay with East Atchison. Just underway, second quarter, 7:37 to play here in the second period. The inbound pass comes to Jersey Papa in the corner left side. Papa finds Barnett right back down deep in the baseline is Martin. Martin had a big game last night here, 20 points, I believe, in the contest. Now the ball is tipped away, and it's touched last by East Atchison. Good defense down here by Ava Barnes. Barnes, the 5'5 senior, was doing battle with Alex Barnett for the loose basketball. Barnett touched it last. Mountain City gets the ball. This is Barnes to set the offense at the top of the key. Looks to the right side, finds Kreider with it. Kreider lobs into Osborne in the paint. Osborne with a move to the basket, kicks it out into the left corner. Pankow is in there now. Again, this is Kreider in traffic. Oh, had the ball taken away. This is Grace Oswald on the breakaway for the layup. Oswald got the ball up off the rim. Doesn't go. It's going to go out of bounds. And it's touched last, however, I believe, by Mound City. 6:57 to play here in the first half. 20-8 our score if you're just checking in. Mound City on top. East Atchison will have the basketball and inbound it. Tossing it in is Claire Martin. Running out of time. Going to have to hurry. Gets it into Oswald. Oswald turns with a three from the left elbow up and good. Grace Oswald, her second three of the night. She's got 8 points in the ballgame. And here's the inbound pass into Osborne. At the top of the key is Ava Barnes. Barnes almost took steps there. She did. They're going to get her for traveling. I'm sorry, Ava. I called that before the ref did. Blew the whistle on her. 6 minutes, 41 seconds to go. First half, 20-11. Your score, Mound City up by 9. As Grace Oswald sets the offense. Being chased by Pankow across the way. Pankow. There's a jump shot by Martin. It's short off the front of the rim. The ball is tipped around. Coming out with it is Osborne. Down to Rieger. Rieger takes it to the hoop through two defenders. Off the glass, up and good. Miranda Rieger with a nice move with the basketball. Two defenders between her and the basket. She went right between them and laid it off the glass. 22-11. Score is doubled up now on East Atchison. Mound City's girls in command. Grace Oswald dribbles around the pick. They feed it inside the paint. Here's a shot in the lane that's up and off. No good. Put up by Rainey Nordhusen. And the rebound comes down to Kreider. Kreider's going to push the ball down the quarter shelf. Goes to Osborne on the right wing. Osborne inside the free throw circle. Katie Kreider for three. Left wing. Got it! Katie Kreider Her first three of the night. She's got 8 points. We've got timeout taken on the floor with 5:45 to play in the first half. 25-11, Mount City on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Mound City High School, night three of our continuing coverage of the 65th annual Mound City Invitational Tournament. 5:45 to play in the first half here. 25-11. The Mound City girls out to an early lead over East Atchison. Mound City won their game on Monday night, defeating South Holt 61-23. East Atchison, they picked up a win on Tuesday night over the South Holt girls, 41-19. So both of these teams have beat up on South Holt so far in the tournament, now facing each other here for a spot in the championship game that's played Friday night here at 8 o'clock. The basketball will belong to East Atchison. The Lady Wolves will inbound it. They inbound the pass into Martin. With it is Claire Martin, the senior star here of this team. In the paint, shot off the glass, up and off, no good. That shot launched by Jersey Papa. Rebound comes Rieger the other way, off the glass, laying it up and good. Nice smooth move by Miranda Rieger. She's got back-to-back baskets here now for Mound City, and the Panthers have opened up a 16-point lead, 27-11, with 5:17 to play here in the first half. Oswald with the basketball at the top of the key in the paint, driving layup, a little floater up, off, no good, but a whistle and a foul. Not sure if this was on the floor or as she was shooting it. The foul is going to be on Kayla Pankoff. Pankoff picks up her first personal, team foul number one of the quarter on Mound City. I'm still trying to get used to this five fouls to a quarter and you shoot free throws. It used to take seven to get a 1-1. Now it only takes five and you get two. There is no more 1-1. You do things the same way for 50 years. It's hard to break the habits here. We're working on it. 27-11, Mound City on top. East Atchison with the basketball. They lob it into the corner, deep on the baseline right side. That's Nordhausen with the ball. She's having trouble. Gives it off to Jersey Papa. Now back they find Oswald once again. Oswald dribbles between the rings. She's being harassed defensively by Ava Barnes. Lob pass in traffic. Here's Nordhausen. The shot is up by Martin. And Claire Martin, with her first 2 points of the ball game, got the little floater to fall inside the lane. 27-13, your score. Mound City on top, inside to Rieger. Rieger feeds it up top, left wing. Shot from the corner on the left side, over the top, doesn't go. Rieger with the rebound on the right elbow. Barnes, she'll put a shot up. It won't go. The rebound goes all the way to the floor, then Oswald comes out with it. Fast break, Oswald driving, laying up, got it. Boy, that was a slick move by Grace Oswald to get down the floor quickly and lay it in. She's in double figures, has 10 points now for East Atchison. 4:05 to go here in the second quarter. 27-15 your score. With the ball, Oswald at the top of the key. Skip pass goes across court. They give it over to Barnes. Back to the near side. Kreider for three. It's off the iron wide. Try for follow shot. Put back. Whistle and a foul on the baseline. The foul's going to come on the floor. I think that's going to go on Claire Martin. And if it does, well, I better wait till they post it to make sure here. If that does go on Martin, that would be her third personal. Okay. Fortunately, now there's some confusion among the officials. They're coming to the scores table to sort this out. They have posted the foul as being on number 10, but 10 is not in the ballgame for East Atchison. The foul was called on East Atchison, and they signaled 10, but 10 is not in the ballgame. Okay. Now they changed their mind, and it is on Martin, and that's what I thought in the first place. Claire Martin is going to pick up her third personal if that's what they're going to go with. Now the coaching staff will question that, obviously. still sorting things out. They haven't posted it yet on the board. Yes, they did. That's what I called in the first place, was Claire Martin. Always check with your local radio announcer if you're not sure who picked up the foul. All right, on the right side, this is Osborne. Goes in for a little layup. She got bumped as she put the shot up, and Maggie Osborne, the freshman, will be at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots here for Mound City. So Claire Martin in foul trouble with three personal fouls. This one is going to be called on Zoe Madron, and on Madron, that's her second personal. At the free throw line, Maggie Osborne. The first shot is up and off, no good. She'll have another shot coming. Maggie's big brother had a big ball game Monday night. 32 points for the UNO Mavericks. He set a school record 9 3-pointers. Free throw is up and good for Maggie Osborne. So Maggie's got a role model to look up to there. Tony Osborne doing a great job playing for the UNO Mavericks. 28-15, your score. 13-point lead now for Mound City with 3 minutes, 32 seconds to play in the first half. They feed it inside to Jersey Papa. Now that's Martin with the ball, playing with three personals. She puts it into the corner. 3-second violation is going to be called, and that'll turn the ball back over to Mound City. Lady Panthers will have the ball with 3:26. To play here in the first half, leading 28-15. They come to the right side. Osborne with the ball. Thought about the three. Defense right in her face. Around to Crater. Underneath baseline left side. Follow-away shot up and off. No good. That wouldn't go down. Put up by Barnes. They get it right back. Here's Rieger with a layup. It won't go. They've had three shots under there and came away empty-handed. Martin comes down with the rebound. Let's see what this foul is going to go against Mound City. I'm just have learned to wait until they post it before I try to guess on this one. Mound City's called for the foul, and it's going to go on Messer. On Messer, her first personal, team foul number 2 of the quarter. In the forecourt with the ball. Handling it on the far side. Set shot, right elbow up, off, no good, and the rebound to Mound City. Down court, ball stolen away again by Grace Oswald. Oswald back the other direction, stolen once again. Here's Katie Kreider for a floater, got it, and she's fouled. Nice move to the basket by Katie Kreider to lay that one in. She's in double figures, has 10 points now. She'll be at the line for the and one. The foul is going to be called on Grace Oswald. On Oswald, that's her first personal, team foul number 3 of the quarter on East Atchison. Couple of subs into the ballgame now. Alex Barnett in for East Atchison. And Luna back onto the floor now for the Mound City Panthers. Kreider will be at the free throw line. She'll be shooting one shot. She's made 1 out of 2 from the charity stripe so far tonight. Has 10 points in the ballgame. Here's her free throw. It's up and off, no good, but a rebound, a follow shot, a putback up and good by Osborne. Maggie Osborne with the putback laid it in. Timeout taken on the floor. 2:34 to play here in the first half. 32-15 your score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Mound City High School. Cody Swung joining us now here in the broadcast booth. Good evening, my friend.
Evening, Randy.
Glad to have you with us. Let you catch your breath here after running up those steps. 32-15 our score. Mound City girls on top with 2:34 to play here in the first half. Basketball belongs to East Atchison. Inbounding the pass, they come down court on the dribble with it. Grace Cottle lobs it to the corner right side. Handling it down there is Nordhusen. Back up top to Grace Cottle. Now Martin handles it. Claire Martin, who we labeled as a freshman all last night, turns out she's a senior and the coach's daughter. We know people are listening because they heard all about the great job the freshman did. It turns out she's a senior. It was listed wrong in the program. 32-15. Again, your score. The ball gets away out of bounds. Touch last by Mound City. East Atchison will have it. They'll play it in on the baseline. Claire Martin, the aforementioned a senior, will inbound the ball. out onto the corner on the right elbow to the top of the key. Nordhausen with a long two that doesn't go. A fight for the rebound and the ball knocked away. I think Papa is going to get called for coming over the back there on Jersey Papa. That's going to be her third personal. East Atchison has had their share of fouls here already. They put him into the two-shot thing back in the first quarter. Right now, Claire Martin is sitting with three, and so is Jersey Papa. They have three fouls each with 2:05 to go still here in the first half. On the dribble, we come into forecourt, handling the ball. Luna to the left elbow, across court left side to Barnes. They feed it inside, Rieger. Katie Kreider for three from the corner, gets knocked to the floor. Got the basket, and she will have the foul. Katie Kreider's having a big night here. She's fouled. She'll be at the line for the and one and a chance for the coveted four-point play here.
Foul's going to be on Harms, Abby Harms.
Okay, Harms is called for the personal. So at the free throw line is Katie Kreider. Already has 13 points. She'll remain at 13. That one won't go for her. A minute 45 to go here now in the first half. A 20-point lead for Mound City, 35-15. Here's a collision out near the top of the key. Let's see who got the worst end of that one. Foul is going to go on Mound City, right?
On Kreider, Katie Kreider.
That's her second personal, team foul number three of the quarter. And it comes to Martin. Martin feeds it up top here. Grace Cottle. Cottle to the left wing, gives it over to Barnett. Barnett back out to Martin. Claire Martin across court pass. Abby Harms handling the ball. Abby Harms almost had her pass picked there. Now Martin in traffic, feeds it into the corner. It goes off the fingertips, out of bounds. Grace Cottle couldn't handle it. Yet another turnover for East Atchison. Back into the lineup for East Atchison now. Checking in is...
Oswald. Grace Oswald.
Yeah, that's Grace. All right, Grace is back on the floor. Grace Oswald, the point guard. Luna comes to the right elbow with the pass to Kreider. Around the horn to the left wing. Barnes up top. Luna, again, Kreider handles it in traffic. Osborne tries to put up a shot. I'm not sure if she was shooting the ball or trying to pass it inside to Miranda Rieger. It was kind of a half-shot, half-pass situation there. In any event, the ball goes out of bounds. It'll turn it over back to East Atchison. Pankow into the lineup now. Kate Pankow in there defensively. Down court comes Oswald with the basketball. Across to Abby Harm. Harms with the left-handed dribble. Oh, it got off her foot. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give it back to Mound City. 48.7 seconds to go here in the first half. 35-15, a 20-point lead for the Mound City Panthers. As Ava Luna, the sophomore point guard, very casually brings the ball across the timeline to the right elbow to Barnes. Barnes back up to Luna. Luna just going to hold it for a minute here. They're going to maybe run the clock down and just take one here with 29 seconds to play. Luna in no hurry. Right side again comes to Barnes in the paint. Pankow now goes off onto the left elbow with her pass to Barnes. Back up top to Luna, just playing catch with it here. Right wing Barnes, again back up to Luna. Ava Luna with the nice pink shoes. It makes her easy to spot here. Now they go inside. Rieger, Miranda Rieger, shot off the glass. Oh, couldn't get it. With the rebound, coming down is Nordhausen, and there's the buzzer after two quarters of play. The Mound City Panthers leading the East Atchison Wolves 35-15 will be our halftime score. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout here, then be back with our halftime show. A halftime program tonight being presented by Highland Community College. We're close to home but far from death. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sist, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu.
All right, let's take a look at the first half numbers here. Our halftime score, Mountain City 35, East Atchison 15. First of all, for the East Atchison Wolves, Jersey Papa has not scored. It's Grace Oswald that's in double figures. She has 10 points at halftime. 10 for Oswald. Adding two is Claire Martin. And Zoe Madron came off a bench to get three for their total of 15 points at the half. For the Mound City Panthers, two players in double figures, Katie Kreider with 13 points, Maggie Osborne likewise with 13 in the first half, Miranda Rieger added six, Ava Barnes chipped in three on a tray for their total of 35 points. Probably significant news here, though, for East Atchison, the fact that Jersey Papa has three personal fouls, Claire Martin also with three personal fouls, Nordhusen and Barnett with two each. On the Mountain City side, Luna with two and Katie Kreider with two. Nobody else in any kind of significant foul trouble here in the ball game. Up next after this game, the Mountain City boys taking on the Golden Eagles of Bishop LeBlanc. That one's scheduled for 6 o'clock. Then our nightcap, scheduled for 9 o'clock, we'll have the South Hold boys taking on Mid-Buchanan. That's what we've got in store for you later on this evening. Right now, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout. Seth Tollefson, our producer-engineer, is going to update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes of very important sponsor information, and then we'll be back with third-quarter action coming up live from Mountain City. You're listening to live coverage of the 65th annual Mountain City Invitational Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 42. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 27. Cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Currently here at the studios, we have 27 degrees right now. Our winds out of the northwest in between 5 and 10 miles an hour as we have clear skies here on this Wednesday evening. We'll be back with second half action coming up right after this here on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Once again, we welcome you back inside Mound City High School as our live coverage of this 65th annual Mound City Tournament continues here on Sunny 101.3. A real pleasure for us to come back to Mound City year after year. This, I believe, our 20th consecutive year of providing coverage for Northwest Missouri of this, what I consider the social event for the kickoff of our basketball season here. The folks 65 years ago got together and said, let's invite all the neighbors over and play basketball for a week, and they've been doing it ever since for 65 years. Good turnout on hand already here tonight for this first game. We look across the way. A lot of Mound City fans have made it here. East Atchison has a significant following here with them tonight. Up next, it'll be the East Atchison, the Mound City boys taking on Bishop LeBlanc, the Golden Eagles. That'll be our boys' game scheduled for 6 o'clock. Then you want to stay with us for the 9 o'clock nightcap when the South Hole boys take on Mid-Buchanan, the Dragons of Mid-Buchanan County. We'll be here for that 9 o'clock ball game. We're ready to move to third quarter action in this girls' contest. Mound City leading at 35-15 at halftime. Here to describe all the action in the second half, my good buddy, Cody Swan.
I didn't notice something, Randy. Mound City wearing the purple away jerseys, home on the scoreboard. So yep. A little bit of a mix-up tonight.
Yep.
I'm glad I caught that now and wasn't trying to get things figured out later, but we're set for second half action. Fresh 8 minutes up on the clock.
Nobody said it'd be easy.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
Not as bad as last night with the green on
sure.
green.
That's for sure.
Mound City with the basketball to start the third quarter. Cross-court pass, it goes over to the right side to Osborne. Inside it goes Rigger. Back outside looking for Kreider. Had the hot hand in the first half. Put the three up and good. Katie Kreider knocks down another three-pointer. She's got 16 now in the ballgame. And they stretch that lead to 23, 38-15. Mound City in front. Back the other way comes Grace Oswald with the basketball for East Atchison. They hand it to Claire Martin on the right side. She'll pick up her dribble there. Now in a little bit of trouble. Back out top it goes Alex Barnett. Resetting the offense, Grace Oswald takes the basketball. Off to the left side. Holding it there is Nordhausen. She'll have the ball knocked away, out of bounds. A little discussion on the court, and they're going to say Mound City basketball.
Nice defense there by Miranda Rieger, the sophomore, down in the corner into the basket.
Just underway here in the third period. Mound City 38, East Atchison 15. Left side it comes to Luna. Inside now to Osborne. Osborne passes underneath the rigger. Back out to Osborne. Just inside the three-point line. Top of the arc. Shot won't fall. Defensive rebound chased down by Grace Oswald. Oswald down court in a hurry to Papa. Up and good. Jersey Papa with the bucket underneath the basket on the breakaway layup. 38-17 now. Mound City in front. Ball is in the hands of Ava Luna for Mound City. Now here's Barnes with an open look for three from the right wing that won't fall. Offensive rebound Osborne. Shot is on the way up. Will not go down, but a whistle and a foul can be called on the floor.
Well, that's going to be a shooting foul. They're going to put Osborne at the line. The foul's going to be on Nordhausen. On Nordhausen, that will be her check that. I'm sorry, on Barnett. On Barnett, that'll be her first personal, first team foul of the quarter.
At the free throw line, Osborne up and good. Osborne and Kreider, the two scorers on this Panther basketball team.
They've got
double figures.
Yeah, they got 30 points between them right now.
Second free throw on the way for Osborne, up and good as well. That thing did not touch any part of the rim, right through the cylinder.
Kreider's got 16, Osborne's got 15 so far in the ballgame.
East Atchison back the other way now. Into the corner, it goes in the hands of Nordhausen. Out top, back to Oswald, looking to set up the offense. Kreider guarding her. Now over to Claire Martin on the right side, looking to do something with it. She'll pass it back up top. Moving to the left is Oswald, who will fire a three off left iron. Won't go down. Rebound spot four, tipped around. Ends up in the hands of Rigger after the loose ball. Ends up in the hands of Osborne. Ahead it goes to Barnes underneath the hoop. Shot fake, makes your moves to the hoop. Up off the glass and good. And the foul. Ava Barnes will go to the line for an and-one opportunity.
Sweet move to the basket there between two defenders. Got it to fall, drew the personal foul, got the basket, has the and one coming up here.
All started with the shot fake for Barnes.
That foul is going to go on Rainey Nordhausen.
Free throw will not fall for Barnes. Rebound cleared out of there by Claire Martin for East Atchison. Facing a little bit of pressure now. Has the ball poked away for a moment. She gets it to Nordhausen in the corner. Back out to Martin. Looking to lob it in to Papa Hatter. Just overshot. Papa had an easy layup there. If they could have connected, his ball is going to be stolen away by Luna on the backside help. Mound City with the basketball. Back the other way. From our right to left, they move. Ava Barnes with the basketball in front of the Panther bench. She'll give it to Rigger inside. Back out to Barnes for three. Left wing won't fall. Claire Martin with the rebound. Now she'll pick up her dribble. Hands it off to Grace Oswald. Oswald with the left-handed dribble. Bring it across the timeline. Through traffic to the left elbow. Out to Papa. Papa will go to the free throw line. Oh, good cut by Claire Martin. Martin will score the basket on the assist from Papa as Martin was moving through the lane there. Gets the layup to go down.
Claire Martin's been held to just 4 points in the game. Last night, I think she had 20.
42-19. Mount City in front with the basketball. They're trying to pass it inside to Osborne. Now the ball is going to be held. Tie up on the floor. Possession arrow is going to be with East Atchison.
Checking into the ball game now is Zoe Madron into the contest for East Atchison. She will replace Rainey Nordhausen.
Still a little bit of full court pressure being put on by the Panthers up 42-19. As they move to the front court, Grace Oswald with the basketball. She'll get it across the timeline, moves to the left wing. Looking to go to Papa with it. Now does so. Papa will dribble to the top of the key to the volleyball spike line. Now timeout on the court. Called by East Atchison. Mound City in front 42-19. 4:45 to play third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
covering the tri-state area.
Bad influences.
Welcome back to Mound City High School. It is 4:45 left to play in the third quarter. 42-19, Mound City in front. Both teams still in the huddle. A lot of basketball coming up later this evening.
Well, that's right. Up next, it'll be the Mound City boys versus LeBlanc. That's why I expect that side to really fill in. It's already half filled with Mound City fans. The boys game up next against LeBlanc. Then we'll set out the 7:30 contest. That's going to be the girls game between LeBlanc and Mid-Buchanan. We'll be back on the air around 9 o'clock or hopefully a little before 9 with the nightcap, the Southold boys, and the Mid-Buchanan Dragons. We had four games on Monday. We had four games on last night. We'll have three tonight, so we kind of jumped into the basketball season with both feet here.
Knocked the rust right off. Back to live action we go, and East Atchison will inbound it. It'll be to Grace Oswald for the Wolves on the right side of the court at the volleyball spike line. She'll look to pass it, now picks up her dribble. Has to go to the right side with it, Alex Barnett. Barnett finds underneath the basket. Under there with it was Zoe Madryn. She puts the shot up and is fouled on the shot. Two free throws coming for Zoe Madryn.
Foul is going to be called on Miranda Rieger. On Rieger, that'll be her second personal, team foul number one of the period.
Madryn, the line, shot on the way up, and off left iron will not fall.
She made a free throw earlier tonight, so she's one out of two from the line now.
3 points on the evening. Second free throw up off back iron will not fall. Rebound cleared out of there by the Panthers, Maggie Osborne. Pulls down the rebound. Ahead to the front court comes Ava Luna with the basketball. Right side over to Barnes. Now looking to set up the offense. Back into the hands of Luna has it. Off to Barnes on the left side. Free throw line to Rieger. Underneath to Osborne. Looking to make her move. As she kicks it out to Barnes, Barnes will drive with the basketball. Is going to have the ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with Mount City.
Maggie Osborne's got a pretty tough row to hoe here. She's going to claim any honors around their household. Her brother poured in 9 three-pointers for UNO Monday night. 32 points for the Mavericks in Omaha.
And 6 rebounds.
Yeah, what a night.
I was mistaken. It is East Atchison basketball. Must have went off of Barnes. With the basketball for the Wolves is Claire Martin. She'll use her dribble to the free throw line, puts up a floater in the lane, bounces around and goes down. Claire Martin gets the basket. She's got 6 points now in the ballgame. She had a big one the other night. A lot of points in the ballgame for Claire Martin, the senior Claire Martin. 3:37 to play third quarter, 42-21. Mount City with the ball. Here's a pass underneath to Maggie Osborne. Shot will not go down. And on the rebound, there's going to be a whistle and a foul, I believe, on Mount City.
You won't see Maggie miss a bunny like that very often. I must have put too much pressure on her, mentioning what Big Brother Tony did this week. She had a bunny under the basket, couldn't get it to drop that time. Foul's going to be on Rieger, on Miranda Rieger. That's her third personal, team foul number two of the period.
Back the other way with the basketball coming East Atchison. A pass to the front court. Goes up in the hands of Grace Cottle. Back out top, it goes to Oswald. Grace Oswald uses her dribble, now gets it off to Jersey Papa. She'll dribble to the free throw line, has it tipped away for a moment. Back, it ends up in the hands of Cottle. Cottle trying to get it to Martin. Now here's a player diving on the floor. It's going to stay with East Atchison as the ball trickled out of bounds in front of the East Atchison bench.
Great hustle there by Katie Kreider going after that ball.
Just about had the steal, just lost it out of bounds. Stay with East Atchison here as the clock shows 3 minutes to play third quarter. Mount City in front, 42-21. Grace Oswald with the basketball for East Atchison, looking to make something happen. She'll dribble it to the left elbow, finds Martin. She can shoot the three from the right corner, up and good. Claire Martin knocks down a three-pointer. She's got 9 points now in the ballgame, and it's 42-24, Mount City in front. Back the other way, the Panthers come with the basketball. Rieger has it. She'll use her dribble to the right block, up off the glass and good. Rieger scores from the right block. Timeout on the court. 2:30 to play third quarter. 44-24 our score. Mount City in front. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor, so he can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mound City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
30 seconds. seconds left to play in the third period here at Mound City. 44-24 our score. The Mound City Lady Panthers up by 20 now over East Atchison. Still have the timeout. I'm not sure what that announcement was about.
Missed it.
The Panthers broke their huddle. They're out on the floor ready to play ball. East Atchison still huddled around Coach Casey Martin. Now they break huddle and come out, and we're ready to move back to live action.
44-24, the Panthers are in front here as we are at the 2-minute, 30-second mark of this third quarter. Stay tuned to see what we bring to you Friday and Saturday. We know John Nixon will be at Sicker Heart Friday night on KTNC. Back with the basketball come the Wolves. Grace Oswald will give it off to Martin. She'll has the hot hand, puts the shot up off the glass. Won't go down, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Mound City, I believe. Maybe on Kreider, possibly.
And chill, that's right. The foul will go on Katie Kreider. On Kreider, that is her third personal, team foul number 3 of the period on Mound City.
At the free throw line is Martin. First one up and no good. She does have 9 points on the evening, 7 of those here in this third quarter. She's had the hot hand for the Wolves. Second free throw on the way, up and good that time. She's now into double figures with 10 points. She joins Grace Oswald in 10 points apiece. Back into the front court with the basketball. This time is the Panthers. Mound City with the basketball. Rigger at the right block. She'll put it up underneath the basket. Won't go down. Offensive rebound. Osborne up and good with the bunny shot. She gets it to go down. Osborne scores again. She's got 17 in the ball game. Back the other way with the basketball comes Grace Oswald. Now she'll hand it off to Grace Cottle. A couple of Graces out there with blonde hair. Kind of get me confused with 21 and 24.
Oh, it's a graceful pair out there.
Now here's Claire Martin on the dribble drive. She's going to be fouled on the way to the basket. Two free throws coming for Claire Martin once again.
Did they get Kreider again just now?
The way Kreider is acting, possibly.
There's, yes, they did. Katie Kreider just picked up 2 quick ones. She's got 4 personal fouls now. For Mound City.
First free throw is no good for Martin.
Katie was 16 points in the ballgame. She's a big part of the offensive wheel here.
Yeah. Second free throw pending for Claire Martin. On the way up and good. She knocks down 2 of 4 free throws in this ballgame. She's got 11 points on the evening. And it's 46-26. Mound City in front with 1:43 to play third quarter. Kreider sits down. Into the ball game comes Katie Pankall. Pankall is the one that has the basketball over there now. Now she has it stolen away by Jersey Papa. Papa will hand it off to Grace Oswald for East Atchison. Back the other way comes Oswald. She'll hand it off to Claire Martin. Martin looking to use her dribble now has to pick it up at the top of the key. She'll lob it to Grace Cottle. Now underneath it goes Claire Martin. A little give-and-go action. Ball's going to go out of bounds off Claire Martin. Back to Mound City. Mr. Referee says off the knee. Mound City basketball here. Checking into the ball game for Mound City comes Kalia Messer, checking in for the first time this half.
The L is silent in Kalia. It's not even there.
Left side it comes to Barnes. Rigger at the free throw line. Finds Osborne, who will dribble drive from the left corner. Now she's underneath the basket, needs a little help. Outside to Barnes. Uses her dribble. Puts a shot up off the glass, just off the front iron. Offensive rebound up and good for Miranda Rigger. Miranda Rigger with an offensive rebound putback. She's got 10 in the ball game.
I like the job she does on the baseline with those putbacks. Big, strong girl puts it right in the hole.
Three-pointer from the right wing on the other end by Claire Martin. No good. Offensive rebound is up in the hands of Nordhusen. And Nordhusen has her first bucket of the game. 48-28, 30 seconds to play, third quarter, Mound City in front. Rigger gets the ball, makes her move to the hoop once again. Loses it, now outside to Luna, thought about the shot. Now she'll pass it out to Barnes, who will shoot a 3 from the top of the key. It'll bounce on the baseline, and it'll be going over to East Atchison with 17.8 seconds to play here in the third. Claire Martin will throw it in to Oswald. Oswald will walk it across the timeline here. Now the clock is 10. She'll be at the top of the key to the free throw line to Martin on the right side. Martin uses her dribble. Now back out to Oswald. Thought about the 3. Now they play catch with it. Martin will fire a 3 from the right wing. It won't go down as the buzzer sounds, and that'll take us to the end of the third quarter. At the end of the third, it is Mound City 48, East Atchison Wolves 28.
We'll take a one-minute break. Be back for fourth quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Heller Martial Arts in Falls City offers more than taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga defense classes. We can come to you for a self-defense seminar for your business group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Live coverage of the Mound City Invitational Tournament continues. We move to the fourth quarter. Mound City on top 48-28. That's our score. 8 minutes left to go. Boys basketball coming up after this. A doubleheader still to follow.
Mound City will have it to start the fourth quarter. Ava Luna has it at the top. Left side it goes. Now inside to Rigger at the free throw line. Cross court pass to Osborne, who will drive it. Gets underneath the basket. Up and good on the jump shot. Maggie Osborne scores once again for Mound City.
19 points now for Maggie Osborne.
Claire Martin back the other way. Off to Grace Oswald. She'll bring it to the right side. Uses the screen from Martin. She'll pass it back to Martin. Martin dribbling the basketball now at the volleyball spike line. Looking to make her move to the basket. Does so now. Oh, good pass off the pop-up. Pop-up off the glass. Can't get it to go down. Offensive rebound. Norhuisen up and good. Rainey Norhuisen with the offensive rebound and putback for the Wolves. 50-30 now the score. Mound City back the other way. Luna has the basketball. She'll go to the left side at Barnes. Barnes back to Luna. In that zone defense are the Wolves tonight. Jersey Papa out on top in that zone defense. Now they get it to Osborne, looking for Rigger inside. They do so. Now she crosses the paint, crosses it past to Osborne on the right side, who will dribble drive it. She has it knocked away. Good defensive play there by Grace Oswald, getting the ball knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Mound City. Barnes will trigger it in. As a few more folks fill in the seats here at Mound City High School. Osborne throws it in to Barnes. Now inside to Rigger. Rigger, turnaround jump shot over the left shoulder, won't go down. Rebound by Claire Martin for East Atchison. She thought about throwing it deep. Shakes her head no in resistance and keeps the ball in her hands. She'll dribble to the right side. Has an open look for three. She'll take it. Off front iron, won't go down. Defensive rebound by Maggie Osborne for Mound City. Back to the front court for the Panthers. Underneath, they pass it in to Rigger. Rigger turns around, can't get the shot to go down. There's Osborne with an offensive rebound. Kick out to Barnes for three. They won't fall. There's Luna with an offensive rebound. And as Luna was trying to put the shot back up there, she's going to be fouled and go to the free throw line.
I think this is going to go on Martin, on Claire Martin. That will be her fourth personal. Claire picks up her fourth with 6:15 to go in the ballgame.
Ava Luna has not scored in the ball game. First free throw up off back iron, won't go down.
I label her as Ava Pink Shoes, Luna. Love those bright neon-colored sneakers out here on the girls.
Back into the game, Kreider checks back in for Mound City. As Luna's second free throw falls.
When did they change the rules? Our shoes all had to match.
Yeah. I think we did, too,
yeah.
In high school. Back the other way with the basketball is East Atchison. Looking at a deficit here in the fourth quarter as Oswald drives. She'll pass it out to Claire Martin. Martin finds Papa in the middle. She'll look to make her move to the basket. Now has it knocked away by Rigger, but she ends up with it. Kicks it out to Martin for three. Off back iron. And there's Maggie Osborne with the defensive rebound for Mound City. Ahead quickly to Barnes. Barnes on the breakaway layup. Can't get it to go down. And there's Rigger with two offensive rebounds back-to-back. Missed her first shot. Got her own rebound, put it back up, made the shot, and got fouled as Rigger will go to the line for an and-one opportunity.
Miranda Rigger, just kind of your blue-collar worker, shows up, clocks in, works all night down there on the baseline, and all of a sudden you look up, she's got 12 points.
Yeah.
Never puts a shot up more than 3 feet out from the basket, but got her down.
That foul was on Claire Martin, and she just fouled out of the ballgame.
Rebound on the missed free throw is Grace Oswald. Oswald ahead to the front court for the Wolves. They'll pass it off to Grace Cottle. Cottle back to Oswald on the right side. She'll use her dribble. Crossover. Now steps back behind the three-point line. He'll fire a three. There's Rigger with the defensive rebound from Mount City. Ahead to Kreider in a hurry. She has no one to beat. Up and good. Kreider scores the breakaway layup. She just checks back into the game, gets a breakaway layup, and it's 55-30. Mount City in front here.
18 points now for Katie Kreider.
Right side with it for the Wolves is Grace Oswald. She'll go to the top of the key to Grace Cottle. Cottle over to the right side, Barnett. Barnett looking to get it to Oswald under the basket. Now she does, and she's going to be fouled as she was trying to move to the hoop there.
Most likely that's going to go on Ava Barnes. On Barnes, that's her first foul of the evening. Only team foul for the quarter of number one.
Barnett will trigger it in for East Atchison. She'll lob it inside to Nordhusen, who puts up the shot off the glass. Won't fall. Rebound's going to be tipped around. It's going to go out of bounds. And they're going to say it's going to go to Mound City. Coach Casey Martin not loving that call. It is Mound City ball regardless. Luna will have it for the Panthers. She'll come across the timeline on the right side. Finds Osborne. You can't leave Rigger underneath the basket wide open. She gets an easy one. Rigger scores again underneath the hoop.
Exactly what I was talking about a few moments ago with Rigger. She's got 14 now. Looks like we're going to have a timeout on the floor with 4:34 to play in the ballgame. 57-30. Mount City on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
This holiday season, join us in making a difference in our community. Each year, Nemaha County Hospital proudly sponsors the Nemaha County Gifts Back effort. This invaluable fundraiser provides food and gifts to our neighbors in need, right here in our own community. Every dollar raised stays local, impacting those who need it most. Your generous, tax-deductible donation can be made online at NemahaCountyHospital.com. Let's make this holiday season a little brighter for everyone. Nemaha County Gives Back, because giving is the true spirit of the season.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, with five additional locations in northeast Kansas to serve you. Bruna Implement Company, our presenting sponsor for this presentation of high school sports.
A couple subs into the game, a whole handful of subs into the game for East Atchison. Abby Harms comes in. Jillian Hanna also out there, I see. Jimenez checks back in. Brizada Jimenez is in the game for East Atchison, and a foul on the floor.
In for Mound City now, Toby Rieger checks into the lineup. Also onto the floor comes Avery McDonald for the Panthers, checking in here with 4:24 to go in the ballgame. Everybody on the bench getting into the game.
Out it goes to East Atchison, trying. Now the ball is really loose. Ends up in the hand of Kalia Messer. Messer will push it across the timeline on the right side. She'll go over to McDonald. Avery McDonald, lob pass inside to Messer. Puts the shot up under the basket. Won't go down. Rebound tipped around. Shot is put back up. Won't fall for... That's Jalen Wilmes. Can't get the shot to go down. And rebound to Abby Harms for East Atchison. Back the other way. 4 minutes to play, fourth quarter. Top of the key, this is Grace Cottle, who will fire a three off the glass and falls. Grace Cottle will knock down a three-pointer. Her first points of the ball game, 57-33, Mount City in front with the basketball. About halfway to go here in the fourth quarter. Avery McDonald has it for the Panthers on the right side. Guarded over there by Jimenez. Still guarded by Jimenez. They dribble it around. Now that's loose. Ends up in the hands of Messer for Mount City. She'll make her move to the basket, put it up off the glass, won't go down. Once again, offensive rebound up and good.
Messer
scores the basket. Back the other way comes Cottle. Cottle will use a dribble. Just made the three a moment ago. Gets it to Harms in the right corner. She'll use her dribble to the paint. She'll put up a shot. Up off glass, won't fall. Rebound to Grace Cottle. Outside it goes. Three-pointer for East Atchison that won't fall. Shot over there by Zoe Madron.
Madron launched that three-pointer and immediately placed her hands over her face. She couldn't look.
Mountain City with the basketball. This is Kate Fancoff. Rancall has it. She'll go to the left side over to Rigger. Rigger back out top to Pankow. That's Toby Rigger in the ballgame. On to the right side, Avery McDonald has it. Passes it back out to Pankow. Pankow back to McDonald. Tried to throw it inside, stolen away by Jillian Hannah. Now Hannah has it stolen away. Ball is loose right at the center circle. Going to be a jump ball. As Pankow and Cotto were in there fighting for the basketball, possession arrow is going to be with East Atchison.
Off the bench comes Amber Sellis, a 5'5 sophomore, checking in now for Mound City. Amber gets into the ballgame.
I'd say all players from both teams have possibly played now.
I believe so.
East Atchison basketball, 2:30 to go here, fourth quarter. The referees had stopped play for a moment to tell the girls to tuck their jerseys in. Now the pass is going to go over to Jimenez as we start play once again. She's on the right side with it. Now she's going to have a reach-in foul called as McDonald was trying to steal the ball away from Griselda Jimenez. Foul's going to be on McDonald.
That's her first personal.
East Atchison with the basketball now. This is Madron with it. Top of the key it goes Cottle. Cottle, dribble drive, right elbow jump shot up. That's a good-looking shot. Won't fall. Offensive rebound by Jimenez won't fall. Jillian Hannah under there fighting for the basketball. Now she has it stolen away by Toby Rigger. Rigger will bring it to the front court for Mound City on the far side. She'll go to the top of the key Messer. Messer, left side to Salas. Amber Salas will use her dribble. Now steps back, shoots the shot off. Back iron won't fall. Rebound to Messer. Messer backs her dribble out, has it knocked away momentarily by Jimenez. Now it ends up in the hands of McDonald. Back into Messer. Messer uses her dribble now. Another tie-up's going to be called. Possession arrow to Mound City.
This gentleman works 8th grade, 7th and 8th grade games on the weekdays. 59-33 our score. Mound City on top. 1:41 to go in the ballgame.
59-33. Now here's the inbound pass. It's going to go over the head of McDonald. It's going to be given back to East Atchison here. In the final moments of the fourth quarter, this is Grace Cottle with the basketball for East Atchison. She'll bring it across the timeline. Now off to the right side it goes to Jillian Hannah. Top of the key. This is Charlie Cottle with the basketball. Charlie will bring it over to the right side. And a reach-in foul is going to be called on Salas, I believe, for Mound City.
Pretty good collision there. Salas called for the personal. It'll be her first. That is a team foul number 4 of the quarter.
One more, and Mound City will be shooting some free throws. Excuse me, East Atchison will be shooting free throws. Inbound pass goes to Cottle. She can't quite handle it. Ball's going to go out of bounds to Mound City. 1:21 left to play. Fourth quarter.
Mound City boys up next, taking on Bishop LeBlanc about 10 minutes after this and wraps up. Come on down if you want to watch it in person or stay close to the radio dial and join us for the game.
Fans have definitely filled in on that far bleacher side for the Panthers fans. Solace with the basketball for Mound City. Off to Rigger, who will shoot a short corner jump shot. Won't fall. Rebound down to Harms. We think we'll have a decent crowd on hand for this boys' contest following this one. Pass trying to go inside to Jillian Hannah for the Wolves. Being knocked away. Jump ball on the court. Possession arrow is going to be with East Atchison still.
Want to alert our board operator, Seth Tollefson. They only take 10 minutes between games here,
yep.
So we'll be going from post-game show to pre-game show pretty quickly here.
As Cottle tries to shoot the basketball, it's going to be offensive rebounded by Jimenez. And on the rebound, she'll be fouled. She'll have an opportunity to shoot 2 free throws here. Brizada Jimenez for the Wolves.
I think they're going to play it in on the baseline. That foul's going to go.
That should have been 5.
Yeah, you're right. And it is. Now they will shoot them.
All right. So Jimenez will have an opportunity to score the basketball here.
The foul went on Avery McDonald, her second personal. And as you called it, it's the 5th common foul of the period. So now we shoot 2 shots.
2 shots for Grisada Jimenez, a 5'5 sophomore for the Wolves basketball squad. Coached by Coach Casey Martin. First free throw on the way up for Jimenez. No good. Another one coming up. 46.4 seconds to play in this one. Like Randy mentioned, don't go away. We'll have a postgame show for you following this one. Jimenez's free throw is good. The second one drops for her. She gets into the scorebook with a free throw. Back the other way come the Panthers. Solis through traffic, puts the shot up, just short, won't go down. Charlie Cottle with the rebound for East Atchison, looking to throw it down court, intercepted by Messer. Messer uses her dribble to go on the right side, now underneath the basket over on the right side. She'll have it knocked away. It's going to stay with Mound City. Good defensive effort there by Abby Harms. Post-game show following this one, we got 27.2 seconds to play. And as Randy mentioned, we'll be back with a pregame show not too long after that one. Solis has the basketball in the right corner. She'll turn, gets to the short corner. Now another jump ball is going to be called. Mound City will have the possession arrow in their favor. 22 seconds to play, fourth quarter. Triggering it in underneath the basket was Jalen Wilmes. She'll try to get it into Rigger. Good defensive effort there by Charlie Cottle, getting it knocked out of bounds there. New names, new numbers. I have to look down every time. Wilmes will trigger it in. She'll get it into Rigger. Rigger will shoot the shot up off the glass. Won't fall. Now the ball is loose once again. A foul is going to be called on Mound City on the rebound. I think we're going to send Jimenez back to the free throw line once again.
Yeah, we'll have to. That's going to be the sixth team foul. So we walk to the other end with 17.6 seconds to go. Again, stay with us for our postgame show. We'll give you a complete rundown of the individual scoring, let you know how your favorite player did here tonight.
Jimenez takes aim for her first free throw on the way. Off back iron, won't go down. She did miss the front one the last time she shot. She did make the back one. See if she can get this one. She takes aim. She'll fire the free throw up and good. She's 2 for 4 from the free throw line. A couple points in this ball game this evening. 15 seconds to go. Solis brings it to the front court. Has it knocked away. Ball's going to be loose. Jillian Hanna corrals it. 8 seconds to go into the front court to Cottle. Cottle will dribble the basketball in. Has it knocked away momentarily. Now she'll corral it at the right wing. Puts the shot up. Won't go down. And that's the final buzzer. Mound City 59, East Atchison 34. We'll take a 2-minute break. Come back with the postgame show. You're enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our post-game show is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Armconnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
59-34, your final score. The Mound City girls with the win. Individual scoring, first of all, for East Atchison. Two girls in double figures. Claire Martin finished with 11. Grace Oswald, also in double figures, had 10 in the ballgame. 4 points tonight for Rainey Nordhausen. Chipping in three was Zoe Madron, 2 points each for Brizada Jimenez and Jersey Papa. Also with 2 points was Grace Cottle for their total of 34. From the free throw line, East Atchison hit 7 out of 13 tonight from the charity stripe. For the Mound City Panthers, 3 players in double figures, led by Maggie Osborne with 19 points. Katie Kreider added 18. Miranda Rieger finished with 14 points in the ball game. 5 tonight for Ava Barnes, adding 2 was Kalia Messer, and a single point for Ava Luna for their total of 59 from the free throw line. 8 out of 18 from the charity stripe for Mound City. 59-34, your final score. The Mound City Lady Panthers with the win over East Atchison. This halftime show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We'll take another 2-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with the pregame show and look at the starting lineups for our boys' game, Mound City and LeBlanc. That's coming up here on Sunny 101.3.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.